This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. An incumbent state representative in Wyoming lost his House seat against Northern Arapaho member Andrea Clifford. Clifford credits much of her win to meeting people in person and creating a strong social media campaign. Melody Edwards has more.
Clifford is the former assistant manager of the Wind River Casino and a former county commissioner. She says 65% of her county is Native American, but they aren't usually empowered to vote, and she worked hard to educate people about where and how to cast their ballot. Clifford says social media was an important tool to do that.
Native people, we're into social media. It's like our newest, latest technology of the moccasin telegraph. And number one being Facebook. So you'll see a lot of my Facebook posts, what I capitalized on.
Clifford says her slogan, Indigenous Women Strong, resonated powerfully all around Indian Country. She says now that she's won, there's a lot of work to do.
We need a Native at the tables in Cheyenne. It's important to have our voice. We're a large land-based tribe, you know, 2.2 million acres. We have a lot of potential for economic development, for collaborating and partnering.
Clifford will be the second Native American woman to serve a statewide office in Wyoming. The first was Senator Affie Ellis, a member of the Navajo tribe. For National Native News, I'm Melody Edwards.
Nine Native Americans were elected to the Montana State Legislature. Nikki Ouellette of Montana Public Radio reports.
Tribal members held nine seats across Montana's House and Senate during the 2017 session. This session, they'll hold 11. While four tribal members ran unopposed for Senate and House seats, in two races, tribal members from different parties ran against each other. Democrat Jonathan Windy Boy of the Chippewa Cree beat out fellow Chippewa Cree Republican Bruce Myers. Tyson Running Wolf, a Blackfeet Democrat, also beat out fellow Blackfeet Republican Kay Webb Galbraith in Tuesday's midterms. 17 Native Americans ran in Montana's primaries, according to Mark Trahant with Indian Country Today. 14 made it to the general election. The Montana Indian Caucus has previously lobbied for Medicaid expansion and tribal water compacts. With eight House members and three senators, Native Americans will make up 7% of the Montana legislature this January. A census estimate for 2017 says American Indians make up 6.7% of Montana's total population. For National Native News, I'm Nikki Ouellette.
In Idaho, Paulette Jordan may have been defeated in her race for governor, but she remains optimistic after voters approved a proposition to expand Medicaid, as Steve Jackson reports.
Paulette Jordan lost by a wide margin, gaining just under 38% of the vote in her bid to be the first female and Native American governor of Idaho. But on election night, she was excited by the prospect that Idaho voters managed to do what Idaho lawmakers have refused to do for several years, expand the Medicaid coverage in the state to cover more people that don't make enough to qualify for subsidies under the Affordable Care Act.
I know that when people see that Medicaid expansion will be a major plus on multiple fronts, from not only health care, but mental health and bringing our resources back. They will see that we can expand in those areas where we need to build up on our rural hospitals as an economic engine and expand to rehabilitative health care.
It's estimated that 62,000 Idahoans are in the so-called Medicaid gap that made too much to qualify for Medicaid and too little to get tax credits under the ACA. For National Native News, I'm Steve Jackson reporting from Spokane.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support by the American Indian Higher Education Consortium, 36 culturally based open-door colleges created by and for American Indians, low-cost tuition for certificate programs to master degree programs. Info at aihec.org. Support provided by BNSF Railway. BNSF is proud to be a gold-level memorial donor for the creation of the National Native American Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. More at americanindian.si.edu.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.